Welcome to Turning Hard Times into Good Times with your host, Jay Taylor. This hour will help investors fix issues and achieve personal gain. Now, here's your host, Jay Taylor.
Welcome to Turning Hard Times into Good Times. I am your host, Jay Taylor, and I'm speaking to you from New York City on this, the 30th day of January, 2018. Before I talk more about today's show, I do want to remind you that I am the editor of Jay Taylor's Gold, Energy, and Tech Stocks, and you can subscribe to that letter by going to miningstocks.com, miningstocks.com, or you can call our office in New York City. Normal work hours in New York City, 718-457-1426, 718-457-1426. Would also like to encourage you to consider investing or subscribing, actually, and investing in Chen Lin's letter by going to chenpicks.com. Chen has done an exceptionally well, a wonderful job, actually, for his investors, having turned a small investment of $5,400 into $2.5 million over 10 years. Chen's a good friend of mine. We continue to trade notes, and he's on this show from time to time as well. But consider going to chenpicks.com. Learn more about Chen Lin's letter. I want to thank each of you for listening to the show, making it one of the more popular shows on the Voice America Business Channel. I also want to invite you to keep your questions, comments, criticisms, and praises coming along to questionsfortaylor@gmail.com. Also, want to thank our sponsors for making this show economically viable. Our sponsors for today's show, Bonterra Resources, Uranium Energy, Auron Resources, Novo Resources, and Genesis Metals Corp. I've titled today's show, Is the Everything Bubble Reaching Its Expiration Date? Kevin Duffy, Nav Dhaliwal, and Michael Oliver return. As manager of the Baring Fund, Kevin has had a magnificent track record in protecting wealth from stock market crashes, with the current equity bull market among the longest on record, and with legendary hedge fund manager Ray Dalio just now, this past week, proclaiming the beginning of a bond bear market and predicting a stock market crash. We turn to Kevin for his thoughts about the direction of various markets in 2018 and to learn how the Barings Fund is positioning its investors. And Kevin will be with us during the second half of today's show. Last week, Nav Dhaliwal, the CEO of one of my favorite junior exploration companies, namely Bonterra Resources, was scheduled to be with me, but a pressing corporate issue occurred just as he was scheduled to come on the show. That kept him from joining me last week, but I'm happy to say that Nav will be with me right after their first commercial break today to update us on that company's Quebec gold deposit, the dimensions of which are growing very, very dramatically with this year's drill program. So you won't have to wait, however, right now for any commercial break to listen to Michael Oliver. Michael is with me. Thanks for joining me again, Michael.
Hi, Jay. Good to be back.
Always good to have you with me, and it's always important for me to tell my listeners it's OliverMSA.com, OliverMSA.com. Well, Michael, you headed up your weekly missive with something like, the lids are coming off. Talk to us what you mean by that.
Well, I think the interest rate lids, bond prices down, interest rates up, is about to occur in a magnificently noisy way. And we've had a lot of bond declines, price declines, over the past 5-10 years. But they always stop, and then you go back up, and the rates go lower and so forth. And people are hypnotized by that and think it's just a process that goes forever. I don't. I think the major trend structures that could define a turn in rates to higher levels and higher levels yet again and again, in other words, change the major trend, are here. Right now, there's a day left in the month. T-bond futures are below the level they need to close the month out in order to avoid breaking massive annual momentum support structure. German bunds are below the level they need to be to save themselves. The only one of the three biggies that I'm watching is the JGBs, Japanese government bonds. Of course, they have futures contracts too. And they are marginally rat's hair above a level they need to close out the month to break. Now, they could close out next month below it and break it then. The number stays static all year. I think they're going to break. I think the JGBs will join in, and I think we're going to have a big bear market in bonds this year. Now, what does that mean? Well, I think on the other side of that, you're going to have a big bull market in commodities. I think the bull market's already begun. It's objectively measurable. We have gone up in the Bloomberg Commodity Index. You've gone up big time in copper. You've gone up big time in gold. You've gone up big time in oil. And I think the grains are on the cusp of blowing it out as well, and even cattle. So the food commodities are ready to join in this year, and I think they will. In fact, when I run my charts to my subscribers of annual momentum of corn and soybeans and wheat, You can basically take those charts and flip them upside down. It looks like the JGBs, the bunds, and the T-bonds upside down on their momentum charts. And I find that interest poetically justice there, that the incorrect definition of inflation is commodity price rise. We've had rampant inflation for all these last years, and it's gone into stocks. They don't call that inflation. It's only when food stuff goes up, then they say, oh, that inflation. Well, you're about to get it. And the bond market's about to get it the other way. So I think the lids are coming off. And there's a lot of people that would debate me on that, and they do. And there's going to be a lot of chatter on both sides of that equation. And I really don't care. If you break the momentum structures, it's over, you're gone. And right now the bonds are doing it. The soybeans are doing it right now. Corn and wheat are very close. It's an interesting situation.
It really is an interesting situation. As I look at your T-bond charts and your last your weekly missive, it's very clear, you know, where the structure is about to break down. And you're saying we are now below that level, I guess you're saying, right?
Yeah, we are below it, yes.
We're having an issue.
Having an issue. Okay, now it's gone. Okay, I'm back.
Okay. All right, you're back. Yeah. All right. So equities now. You put out a missive today, just today, Michael, with the stock market having a second significant down day. What are you seeing for stocks? Are we nearing a breaking point here?
Shin bone connected to the thigh bone theory here. I think the real down in stocks is likely to commence in Q2, but the initial phase could occur this quarter, specifically February could start it, and we're already starting here in late January. I've got some numbers literally you know, 0.5% below where the market is right now, that if you break them next month, which is, say, in 2 days or later, you're in some trouble, and you're likely to go down. But the down you'll see there probably won't be disastrous. It'll just be, you know, several percentage points. You know, you'll get a fist fight and up and down, and they're confusing, and people will debate it's a correction or whatever. The key is to get the S&P, which right now is just above 2,800, to an area around the high 2700s as we open next quarter. Meaning if you get if you break the shin bone now and you start to wobble and you're under pressure because you've done some technical damage and you waste out the month of February and March, which is entirely likely if you do the breakage that I see, it doesn't mean you have to go down hard. All you have to do is go down a bit and then linger, because when you open next quarter, if you're anywhere between old 2750 area and 2800 in that zone just below today's action, you're in big trouble. And so I see it as a two-part thing. In other words, let's go ahead and leverage the guy down, get him down into a position to where when he opens next quarter, it's untenable. At that point, you could get something more dramatic. So I see it as a two-part process. But you could be getting the initial phase of it right now. Don't get too excited, because I don't think it's going to be a crash here right now or anything of this sort. Mm-hmm. But I think it could be the kind of wobble that fools people, that some people will view it as a buying opportunity. Others might, if they're smart, will see it as, ooh, it's the beginning of the process, which is what we anticipate. But that entails a period of confusion at and below today's action over the next 8 weeks, let's say, where you know you get some down, but you don't collapse. All you're doing is setting the stage so that when you open Q2, you're in real trouble.
All right, Michael, we're going to have to leave it go at that. But just one quick comment on gold. It's looking pretty positive, I suppose, right?
Oh,
you had a number that we needed to close above this month.
Close, 1350 or higher. Maybe we'll get it. Maybe we won't this month. Maybe it'll be next month. That's a price-based level. It's something that anybody with a price chart can see. We've been bullish since 1140, and it's enough. We're an unbroken record. Nothing has changed that view. We think gold's going a lot higher. It could be that we're in the biggest gold bull market ever, and we could be in the finality of a gold bull market, meaning we're headed for crisis situations in a lot of markets, and gold will express that.
Yeah. Well, unfortunately, we hope and pray that's not true, but it is what it is, and we need to be prepared for it, Michael, and I want to thank you very much for helping us be prepared. We're out of time. Thanks so much for being with us.
Jay,
we'll look to do it again next week. All right, folks, well, don't go away. We're going to commercial break. When we come back, Nav Dhaliwal of Bonterra Resources will be with me and to talk about a very rapidly expanding gold deposit in Quebec. Don't go away. We'll be right back with Nav Dhaliwal.
Think you've seen everything there is to see in online television? Let us surprise you. Visit voiceamerica.tv today for sports, health, business, and more on demand 24/7.
Orin Resources is a Canadian-based gold exploration company focused on the company's flagship Committee Bay project, located in northern Canada, one of the best mining jurisdictions in the world. The company's current resource, outlined by drilling thus far, stands at 1.1 million ounces of gold at over 8 grams per ton. Orin is operated by the same team that founded Asanko Gold, which is constructing a major gold mine in West Africa, and Caden Resources, which was recently purchased in November for over $200 million.
Follow the Voice America Talk Radio Network on Twitter. We're at Voice America TRN. You'll get the latest fix on what's happening with our shows, this week's featured guests, and general happenings that you should know about at the Voice America Talk Radio Network. Now you don't have to miss anything when you're away from your home or office. Just go to twitter.com/Voice America TRN or follow along with us at Voice America TRN, the Voice America Talk Radio Network. We're on the cutting edge of social media. Can you keep up?
When it comes to business, you'll find the experts here. Voice America Business Network.